Oh, great, you're still here. I was afraid that I might have been too late. Look, I know you must be pretty pissed off right now, but please just bear with me for a second. Yeah, I'm sorry about what happened earlier this week. I should have phrased that better, but a sudden eviction notice is a lot to take in, and I understand that. Just please don't take it personally, okay? We could still be friends, and I'm so sad to see you move out. No, of course it wasn't my decision. My parents own this place, and unfortunately, they get to choose what to do with it. I actually tried to convince them that they should at least give you a heads up, you know? So that you could find another place. I understand. It's a shitty situation. And I'm so sorry that you have to go through this right now. I know it's no use apologizing to you now. I can tell you're angry and that you probably don't want to talk to me. That's understandable. I'm so sorry my parents are evicting you. Is there anything I could do to make up for it? Look, I'm still your friend, and I want to help out if I could. You may not have a place to stay, but you could always stay in my heart. I'm sorry. I'm so cheesy I had to say it. You know I'm sad to see you go after all these years. We may not see each other a lot, but I always try to drop by as often as possible, making sure that you're okay, the house is okay, and you're not using it to cook meth or anything. No, I'm just messing with you. I drop by because I want to see you. You must have noticed that, right? Well, you're so easy to talk to, and I just want to spend time with you. Plus, I think you're kind of cute. Of course I'm being serious. I mean, who knows when we're going to see each other again. So I figured I'd get it all out. Also, I've got a little farewell present for you. What am I implying? Well, you wouldn't think that I picked this outfit for no reason, right? Yeah, it's a bit shorter than what I usually wear, but I thought I'd put on something special for you. Something that highlights my curves. Well, what I'm saying is, if you're still angry that my parents kicked you out, that's totally reasonable. And maybe you could take all that pent-up frustration and anger out on me. You can do whatever you want to me. You can get a bit rough with me, I don't care. See those tights I'm wearing? I bet it would be so satisfying if you just rip them apart. That's right. This is exactly what you wanted. You don't have to play nice anymore. No more please and thank you. Just order me to get on my knees for you. Treat me like nothing more than your personal fuck toy. See? You have a raging heart boner already. Why don't you let me take care of that? I'll open my mouth and look up to you with my big innocent eyes. You know what I want. So why don't you just give it to me? Yeah, just shove it down my throat as deep as you can. Please, make me gag on your cock. My throat is a bit tight, but I can take it. You can hold my head down, I don't mind at all. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck my pretty little face. Fanny, sloppy, and cover me in my spit and your pre-cum. Use my throat to help you get off. I'm sorry. Stop a bit of a gag reflex. But you can violate it anytime you want. Just don't stop. I might squirm in protest, but just ignore that. Didn't take it easy on me. That's okay. It means I'm serving my purpose, and that's what matters. Oh! Wow, I didn't know you were so strong. You just threw me onto the bed with no effort at all. No, I'm not wearing any underwear. I came prepared. Oh, there goes my stockings. It's okay. I expected them to be ripped off anyways. I'll spread my legs open for you. There. You can see how dripping wet I am. How much I want you. Please, stop teasing me. You're just rubbing it up and down at the entrance. I need you inside me. Aren't you gonna punish me for evicting you? Oh, God. You feel so fucking great inside me. Oh, I can't believe this. Why didn't we do this earlier? Oh, of course you could pull on my hair. I don't care if it hurts. You can get her as rough as you want. Yes. Oh, that's the spot. Keep going. Whatever you do, just don't slow down. I can barely feel anything. Oh, yes, make me like you mean it. Oh, please, I want you to leave your mark on me. Oh, oh, that's it. God, I can feel my ass burning. I want more. Give it to me. Oh, fuck, that was so intense. Oh, no, I don't need a break. Yeah, I shouldn't be thinking about how I feel. This is about making you feel good, okay? Oh, this is my parting gift to you. And I want to make sure that you remember every second of it. Here, put your hands on my waist so you can hold me down. Oh, thrust yourself forward. Oh, yes. Oh, you could go a bit faster. Oh, yes, that's it. Don't slow down. Just please. Oh, don't slow down. Oh, God. Come inside me, okay? I want you to empty your balls and flood me with your cum. Oh, God, you're not leaving this place until you fill me with your sticky seed, okay? Oh, God. I can feel you getting close. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me cum. You're gonna make me cum. Feeling any better now? Great. This mattress is so ruined. It's a good thing you won't be needing it anymore. Can you help me get up? No, I'm alright. I might have some trouble walking tomorrow, but I'll be fine. Make sure to let me know when you find a new place, okay? You might need someone to test the mattress with you. You never know.